word used, kriyas, was given to, you know, Indian slaves, for lack of a better term. But that's really kind of what they were. They were referred to more as ransomed people, but they weren't Spanish. And some of them actually might have been half Spanish, but right then and there, I don't think they were. But you know, a lot of what would happen was that Indians would take, you know, people from these communities, and of course they'd probably go, you know, sell them off someplace else. On some occasions, you know, they would be returned. But there were also Spaniards that were also taking Indian kids or buying them and then selling them to, you know, other folks that were perhaps had ranches or had haciendas or were settlers in the area who needed the extra help. But they called that ransomed. And what you paid for them was considered a ransom. And as I understand it, you know, slavery was illegal. The Catholic Church did not allow slavery. It seems like the laws are that would seem to be made. They're made one way, and then I guess depending how someone would interpret them, it seems like some people spend an awful lot of time looking for the loophole so that it fits, you know, their particular need.
Right.
In this case, if you ransom someone, you had the right to expect labor from them equal to that ransom before you free them.